Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the last week of October 2023. And it has been a busy one. We just completed a great week of Halloween activities with hundreds of campers. It was a respite care weekend. We have the results from Speed Herrick's Cookies Barbecue Wagon being here in Monticello. And we have the camp's travel campers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So let's get started. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Well, I'll talk about some great folks. A big thank you to the Bart family. That's Bart's Farm and Pumpkin Patch in Marion, Iowa. Each year, the Barts graciously donate an entire truckload of carving pumpkins for the campers to enjoy during this week-long session in October. This allows a fantastic time for the campers to carve the pumpkins and cook the seeds for a snack afterwards. A big thank you once again to the Bart family. Hundreds of individuals with their families and friends and staff traveled from all over eastern Iowa and Illinois to Camp Courageous for the Haunted Trail and Dance. The night kicked off with a dance in the main lodge with refreshments served by wonderful volunteers. The Haunted Trail started off with everyone enjoying a nighttime zip line ride, mini golf, and also the dance and lots of contests for the campers as far as the best dressed, the best TV movie portrayal, the funniest costume, the most bewitching costume, the most original, the most overall. So campers had a great time. And then we headed all over to the mini golf course where our good friends at Musco Lighting presented an incredible light show for the campers. And they put to music two songs. One was called The Skeleton Sam, and the other one was We Will Rock You by Queen. So a great light show, and a big thank you to all of our friends at Musco for providing the campers an incredible evening. Then our travel campers took off for Pennsylvania for a wonderful time out there. Lots of things going on. They're wearing costumes, and they're having a super time. And they're also going to a Pittsburgh Penguins versus Colorado Avalanche hockey game. So that, along with a lot of other things. If you'd like to volunteer here at Camp Courageous and be a part of some fun trips, get a hold of Camp Courageous, our travel program, and you can volunteer and be a part of some exciting trips with the campers. An incredible time. And talking about our travel program, we're just in the process of trying to obtain a van, a 15-passenger van. If you'd like your company's name or some type of insignia on the side of that van, we're just in the process of collecting money to buy a van. If you'd like more information, go to campcourageous.org, needs list. We'll have more information down the road on this one, but we are very pleased to be informed that Camp Courageous's Nature Trail project in Monticello here has been selected as a recipient of the Recreational Trails Category Award for the 2023 Excellence in Concrete Awards presented by the Iowa Ready Mix Concrete Association and the American Concrete Institute chapter. So wonderful news for us. It was a great project. A lot of labor went into it, and we'll have more information on that down the road. Camp Courageous is currently looking for a marketing director, so we're taking applications, resumes for a marketing director. If you have a background or you know somebody that has a background in marketing, we'd love to have them. We think we have an incredible product to market. We're also looking for a lot of year-round counseling positions. If you're interested in that, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. Still selling tickets for the 2013 Fiat 500. Time is getting limited. We will be giving that away, drawing for that car on the last day of the year, December 31st, 2023. So you can get your tickets through Camp Courageous once again at our website. Had some real special friends pass away this last week. They asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous. One is Joel McGinn. Joel is from Guttenberg, a wonderful camper here at Camp Courageous. Been coming to camp for years and years. He was 66 years old, and our heartfelt sympathy goes out to his family as the camp really was extremely sad with his loss. Also, Vera Sisler from Wilton passed away. Vera was 101 years old. Her grandson, Curtis, used to be a camper here at Camp Courageous. He would come out during Muscular Dystrophy Week, and the highlight of his week every year was being the DJ at our dance. And so Vera just recently passed away at 101, and it was nice to have Roger, her son, and his wife Lisa come out to the camp with her memorials. Also, a dear friend, Carol Jensen from Clinton, passed away. She was 77. Carol and her husband Fred have been active with the camp since 1981 when the petroleum markers and convenience stores took Camp Courageous under their wings. Great supporters of the camp. Sam Hewitt from Calamus also passed away. Once again, a wonderful supporter of Camp Courageous, as was Jack Henry Cartinson of Cedar Rapids, a wonderful person. Also one of our original board members, vice president of the board for over 10 years, Bill Longer, passed away from here in Monticello. Very instrumental on the start of the camp, and he will be dearly missed. Manchester Garage Sale continues to go strong, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. It's run by over 100 volunteers. These are the most wonderful people you ever want to meet. This is the camp's largest fundraiser. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those people that go out there and buy things. And also all those people that donate items to the garage sale. They now take cash or credit cards, and they're now open year-round. If you go up there, you'll see some construction going on. We're putting on a new roof on the back warehouse area. It's going to be a nice addition. A big thank you to Gary Lynch and his crew for doing a super job and being so good to camp for so many years. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy. Make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.